Learn the art of writing perfect statement of purpose and get into your dream university with flying colors. Most of our readers frequently ask, what is the hardest part of any essay writing? Well, one common yet pertinent answer is just getting started. Especially, when it is a piece of essay writing that decides your prospects of getting admission into the right college/institute or university for the higher studies. When much of the factors are at stake, you always seek a format that can quickly provide a seamless structure to not only what you should write, but also what does the finished piece of work appear to look like. In this essay help guide, we are going to offer you the most comprehensive and unanimously accepted SOP, statement of purpose, format and let you know everything to do right from staring at a blank paper to the enveloping of the final draft ready for dispatch to the admissions office. Introduction. A statement of purpose or SOP is primarily the context of applying for the higher studies at the chosen graduate school. It is one of the most decisive components of your application, as it tells the management committee who you are, why you are applying, why you are a good and one of the most deserving candidates, and what do you wish to do and achieve in the future. Apart from statement of purpose, the document is also referred by some other common terms like SOP letter, personal background, application essay, cover letter, or objectives for graduate study. The statement of purpose will not only reflect your personality traits but also your caliber as a writer. No one can deny the fact that, in a college or graduate school, you are required to accomplish a ton of writing. That is why, it is imperative for you to showcase the skills as a competent writer. The general style and format to make your SOP impressive. Following are some of the common laws of SOP writing with effective formatting approach. Your SOP should not feature any sort of grammatical or spelling error. The writing style ought to be enigma-free, strong, and concise in nature. Shun the usage of clichés and repetitive form of writing. The prevention of the usage of overly informal language is strongly recommended. Keep the entire tone of your essay positive and confident. Keep the formatting font 12-point Times New Roman unless it has been stated otherwise in the provided instructions. Leave 1-inch margins on all the sides of your document layout unless it has been stated otherwise in the provided instructions. Go with 1.5 line spacing unless it has been stated otherwise in the provided instructions. Your essay marker once glimpses through the format, the half of the decision whether to select or reject the application. The rest of the decision would totally be based on the content of your SOP, and how to make it astonishing would be discussed in the forthcoming paragraphs. Do I require to put my name on my statement of purpose? If we speak from the general perspective, then you are not required to put your name on your SOP. Your larger segment of application already features your name, and you are only required to mention the requirements of the program that you are applying to. If the requirements specifically mention the inclusion of your name, then it is suggestive to follow those instructions. Must read, ready to pen down your admission essay for foreign university? Read the success tips for assured results here and make your admission essay for a foreign university more impactful than ever. How long your SOP supposed to be? In standard terms, the length of your SOP should be within one page only. And if there is a requirement, then you can extend it up to 1.5 pages but not more than that. You are required to be economical in terms of your writing and focus more on quality instead of quantity. It is a matter of fact that admission officers are required to go through a pile of applications each day and they expect the clarity of thought from the student in a very concise format. The format of your SOP and what you should write? Here, we are bifurcating the statement of purpose, SOP, into 5 simple paragraphs for better understanding. Even when you access online essay help from a reliable agency, then also the same format is generally followed, unless there are specific changes demanded in the given instructions. Part 01, Who You Are and What Do You Wish to Do? In the first paragraph, it is expected that you shall introduce yourself in a brief manner and provide the background and subsequently state your current career objective or goal. It is essential that you introduce yourself in a relevant manner at par with the program that you are applying to. For instance, if you are applying into a medical school, then talking about your admiration and love of cooking will take you nowhere. No doubt, Any information inclusive to you in your introduction requires to be relatable back to the specific aspects of the given program. It is essential to properly research the concerned program that you are applying for and ensure that what you write should be directly associated to the specific details incorporated to the program description. Part 02, Why do you wish to do it? The second paragraph shall focus on how you came to become interested about your area of study. It is necessary to make it clear that you do have a background and objective associated to the program and elaborate your interest in it. Your SOP ought to reveal the fact that the admission officers why you are applying, and that should be done fast. It is suggestive not to give general reasons such as, I do like helping people. Here, what is required to understand that pointing out the general reasons do not help the admission officers get an insight of you as an individual. It is primarily because so many candidates provide the same reason. Yes, you probably do like to associate with and help people and that is great, but let us have a deep insight into the matter. What is the reason that you like helping people out? What are the means through which you would like to help people out? What is that you wish to learn out of this program to help people out? Please note that the more you elaborate your reasons, the better it would be to convince the admission officers that you are about to make the right choice. Wish to realize your Ivy League dream run? Learn the secret formula shared by the experts by going through the below link and soar the skies of your dreams with utmost confidence. Must read, The Secrets of Writing Perfect Ivy League Admission Essay Revealed. Learn the success formula and crack the dream mission to Princeton, Harvard, or even Stanford. Part 03, Why are you are the most suitable candidate for the program? Now, coming to the third paragraph, it is the time for you to highlight any experience that you have in your study. You can mention any of the jobs, projects, and internships, or whatever activity that you have accomplished. If you do have relevant experience of a particular field but does not know how to present it effectively in a systematic way, then you can seek essay writing services from the experts in the same regard. Try to connect the third paragraph with the background and career-oriented goals that you discussed in the first paragraph. It shall provide the point of reference highlighting your experience. It is always advisable to read the curriculum and program description of the school that you are applying to in advance and try to use it as a guide to connect the link between your career goals and the course offered by that institute. It will always create a positive impression of yours in the eyes of the admission officers, as they realize the fact that you have done your homework and read about the program description of the graduation school in advance and you are serious about reserving your seat there. Next up, you are required to dedicate the content of the fourth paragraph to the miscellaneous experiences attained by you till date, and how directly or indirectly associated with the preparation that you have done to enter the graduate school. Please make sure that you do not elaborate this part in detail, as the narration might extend the essay to unnecessary lengths. Part 04, What do you wish to achieve in future? Now, let us all come to the closing paragraph of your SOP. Here, your entire focus should be on describing your long-term career goals. Please be crystal clear about your future goals. Yes, it would be a bit different from the present goals that you have discussed in the first paragraph. There must be a broad distinction of language between your current and future plans and the ways to achieve them. For instance, your present goal may be becoming a manager in an MNC of your field, but your long-term goal may be to becoming the managing director or the CEO of an MNC in your respective field. When you are planning for the higher studies, the admission officers would like to see how much passion and ambition you have for the path that you have chosen. If you have a clear yet long-term vision for your career, then it is always appreciated by the essay marker as he or she would understand that whatever steps you would take amid your time within the campus, they are going to be sound and reasonable in all sense. There is nothing wrong in taking professional guidance to make your closing paragraph as impressive as the introduction and the intermediary body of the SOP. And you search online with an admission essay help agency with a successful track record of writing student SOPs that assure positive results when submitted. Read the testimonial section of the agency to come across the students and how they experienced the services. Must read, the answer to best source where I can pay someone to do my assignment. How can you make the application of this format in an effective manner? As you are now familiar with the basic idea of SOP format, the next thing that you are required to do is kickstart the work. If you are ready, then let us get started. If you are yet to make up your mind, then it is recommended to go through some of the successful SOP samples and get yourself familiar with the right format. You can easily accomplish the same by asking for the sample from an online essay help agency specialized in writing SOPs for the students. The best part of interacting with an experienced writer is that you can also resolve all your questions and queries with him or her with a direct interaction, which would eventually help you out in the subsequent rounds of interview and other selection rounds. Conclusion. The sole purpose of writing SOP is to show the admission panel that you are solely focused on the key purpose of going to the concerned graduate school. It is simply the process in which you can enjoy the complete control over the performance of conveying yourself in your writing. To make your writing more effective, it is essential to get the draft edited by a professional editor. The right writing is nothing but the perfect blend of expressiveness and evocativeness. An ideal SOP writing is clear thinking that has been made visible. When you merely have only a single page to convince a stranger that your near future should be what you personally think it should be, for which you will wish to have some really good writing. The borderline drawn between the letter of acceptance and the letter of rejection is extremely thin. That is the reason why, to make sure that the probability of getting accepted in your dream destination for learning remains very high, you should never hesitate to seek SOP help from an agency specialized in the business. Visit Thoughtful Minds and get a free quote for your statement of purpose writing now.